With 5 kids learning virtually from home at least part of the week, Kendra Forseth had to upgrade her internet service, which made it more expensive. Nelsonville, where she lives, has had water quality issues, so she's spending more on bottled water now that the kids don't have as much access to safe school drinking fountains. Forseth says it's hard on her to supervise virtual school for 5 different grade levels after working the night shift, but she's even more worried about the toll on her kids.
And all I see it affecting is the kids negatively. Like, us as parents, we can, you know, tough it out and we'll get through it, but what's the long-term effects eventually on these kids?
She says her oldest is struggling with virtual school. She and other Wisconsin families wonder how long they can sustain the financial and mental pressures of COVID-19 and its effects. Madeline Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio.